This is a free download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. This is the Christmas podcast.
Woo!
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 yeah. 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 Welcome to what is going to be the shoddiest podcast, the Shodcast. Why are you putting lipstick on for a podcast, Kelly?
Because I like to feel my best.
Feel your best what?
Can I feel your best?
Yeah, you always do.
I like that one.
Merry Christmas. You can't do those jokes at the BBC anymore. Haven't you read any of the newspapers that hate us? This is the Christmas podcast. We only did two shows. So I don't know how long is it going to be?
Well, the first show took up 45 minutes.
Oh, blimey. So. Oh, blimey. We did two shows. They were kind of, I don't want to say lazy, Catherine, but I can't think of another word.
Fun? Well.
For us?
We didn't really do anything. We brought in some...
We nearly let swearing on the air.
Yeah, you were going to play a record that had swears in.
It's a good record, though.
And then Catherine, the producer, whose job it is to make sure we don't have swears on the show. Get this, Justin. She went, don't worry, I know where the swears are. I'll ride the fader.
I heard that. I thought, wow, that is risque.
That is...
On the edge of your seat.
That bit's coming up, by the way.
That's a disciplinary.
But then you wussed out.
No, I didn't wuss out. I didn't want to lose my job here as well as the other three places. Anyway, we bought records in, we talked a load of nonsense, we opened the phone lines, and on Tuesday, we invited listeners to turn up. And I was worried, because by 7:30, no one had turned up. But then the guests we got, weren't they good?
They were really good.
We got some. We got talented singers and musicians and lunatics and biscuits, a silent 2-year-old. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. So listen, what you're going to do? This is slightly different podcast than normal. There's no chitty chatty bits in between. We can't be bothered. It's 2 days before Christmas. Give us a break. But it's just the best bits of Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 23rd.
Hang on.
What date is it today?
23rd.
And Monday the 21st of December 2014.
Hang on.
Monday the
2014.
Second.
Roll the tape.
Call 08459 455 555.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Where?
I think there might be a swear in it.
Are the lyrics in there?
Hang on.
Because we can just...
Flip it. Yeah, I forgot about that. This, Kel?
You see, Kels, you know, I know. I've got songs here that got swearing in.
Yeah, here it is. I can see it coming, though. Maybe we can talk over it.
Do you want to ride the fader? Let me see.
Where? Oh, there's a couple.
Right, OK. Well,
no, hang on. Do it.
No, I'm not going to do it, because...
Do you want me to get your radio-friendly version of that song?
Yeah.
OK.
Sorry, guys.
Unbelievable.
I forgot. It's been a while. Have you forgotten that?
What happened to Kate Nash?
She was good, Kate Nash, wasn't she?
She swore too much, obviously. I really liked her. We'll have it in a minute. Hang on.
08459.
I'm going to have this one.
Oh, OK.
We go
straight
in. Again?
Foundations.
Oh, that's it.
Play number 4.
Now, does this lady swear?
Diana Ross.
Well, if she's getting...
Oh, the airports.
Yeah, if she's getting frisked at the airport by security, then she'll let rip. Come on. What the hell is this, Boyle?
Panpipe moods.
Lovely, fantastic. Paul's in Bletchley. Morning, Paul.
Oh, morning, Ian.
Well, we're backed by panpipes.
Right,
which can be quite painful. Oh! What have you got for us, Paul?
Well, I wondered if the listeners ever do this when you're in the queue to go into IKEA or Asda or places like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they call it, but, I mean, IKEA, you know, when you could make up four words, i.e. IKEA, I came up with intelligent kangaroos eat apples, you know.
Oh, good one, yeah.
Yeah, or Asda after sunset, don't argue.
Oh.
I mean, a bit silly, but Tesco's. Tesco stumped me because you've got the S and the C close together.
Well, I can think of two words.
Okay.
Not child-friendly words, though.
Okay, yeah. Take extra sugar, coffee only, I come up with. I don't know, but...
Well, that's a good one. I know someone who's good with words. Justin!
Yes?
Justin?
Is this a real phone call?
Yeah, this is a real phone call. It's Paul. Wow. Say hello to Paul in Bletchley.
Yeah, morning, Justin.
Hi, Paul.
Morning, Justin. I always think of your name. I think of just in time, then I remember your name, you see. So I'll call
I think you've
you
got too much time on your hands there, Paul.
Well, I'm 69 or 96. I'm not sure which way round it is, but...
So every time you go into a shop, you think, oh, I wonder what these letters could stand for.
Yeah, well, when you're in the queue for a few minutes waiting for the traffic to shift, you know, your brain, I don't know, you do it on... I sometimes do it on car number plates, you know, just sort of trying to sort of distract you from the, you know, the
what
frustration
about BP?
Of queuing, you
BP?
Know. Sorry?
BP?
Right, well, no, I don't know. I'll have to think about that one.
Post office?
No, there's a name for this thing, isn't there?
You're not as good as you think, are you?
Oh, no, I have to...
Debenhams.
Well, at my age, I have to be given time to think about these things.
River is Land.
Sorry?
River is Land.
God, that's a long one. You need short names like Asda or IKEA or something like that, don't you, really, to make it... I mean, mind you, I like...
I've got one. The Bank.
The Bank?
The Bank.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. TSB.
Yeah, TSB. Totally... Smelly. Oh no! Hang on a minute. Terribly small balls.
Bank.
Justin, can you do one for Tesco?
No, not for Tesco. No.
Oh,
no.
Why? Could you do one for any?
Well,
by the way, listen. We're not being fair on Justin. He looks as rough as bums today.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
I've got one. Tell everyone she's coming out.
Okay. Yeah, I was just doing it.
Yeah, whatever, love. The boys are talking. Yeah. Justin, tell. First of all, we had the Christmas party on Friday.
Yep.
I saw you midday on Saturday. You looked awful then.
Yeah.
You got to bed about 7:30?
Yeah, we had an after-show
party. In the morning.
Then the after-show party in the lobby, as R. Kelly said in the tune ignition. 7:30 in the morning. Came into work on Saturday, presented a fantastic show. I was on top form, got through it. And then I thought, do you know what? I'm going to start early.
Yeah.
So I went to the football straight after my show, had a beer there, and then went down to Ali Pally for the darts. I was surrounded by men dressed up as meerkats, as sailors, as flamingos.
Were you on the boring tables?
No, I was in the stands chanting at the people on those tables. They were boring, just consumed more and more pints, got home about 2 o'clock in the morning and thought, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Well, you look absolutely awful this morning, mate.
Cheers, thanks.
You got the eyes of a dead man.
Well, you know, these things, you know, every now and again, it's nice to feel ugly.
Paul, what were you trying to say?
No, sorry, I'll just see his justice on just a couple of records I've not heard for ages. Do you remember Tommy Bruce singing Ain't Misbehaving in a very gravelly voice? Wonderful record. And also Melanie Safka, or Melanie as we know her, singing Ruby Tuesday. I used to love that record.
I don't know the second tune, but the first one, funny you should mention that, because I was a... planning a show for next weekend, and that's one of the tunes I've actually got on my list. You must have special powers.
Well, Paul has got
Paul
special
will give
powers.
Give you Justin's phone number, you can discuss.
I don't get sexy Santas. There's nothing sexy about the image of Father Christmas, a fat old man who probably can't even see his toes. Imagine how sweaty and stinky Father Christmas must be. He's old. He's bearded. He wears the same clothes all the time. So then to try and convert that image into one of sexual arousal by making a shorter version and putting it on women, no thank you!
But they do that with all sorts of outfits. Like, you can get a builder.
You can't get a sexy builder.
You can get a sexy builder outfit. If you can think of an outfit that a man would wear...
There was that video.
There's a female
was
version.
It Sam Pritz?
If you want.
Was it Sam Pritz?
If you want.
The fella, the pop video where it's the women with...
It's all very groiny.
Yeah. No, the video where they're using... Yeah. But you can't
pneumatic
hear that.
Drill.
That's the fella. I knew there was a shorter way of saying it. but you can't hear the noise because the music's playing over it and they're sexy builders.
Yeah. They'd never get any work done, not in those clothes.
I don't like the bum crack.
I don't either.
On men or women. Well, I really find it... Sorry, why are you looking down at me? I'm not exposing, so I've got a T-shirt on.
You often do.
That's a bonus sometimes for you.
Sometimes your jeans just are a bit too slack when you bend over.
Let that be a lesson to you. Sexy Santas, no, there's something wrong about it. Here's something. The sexy schoolgirl thing.
The schoolgirl thing is wrong, I think.
The school disco nights where it's women dressed as... You've been there, have you?
Yeah.
You're mouthing to me.
I've been there, but I kind of thought it was school, like proper school.
Did you dress up?
Yeah, I did.
Got any pictures?
But listen, I dressed up like I dressed up when I went to school, so it was all very proper. I had a tie on, I had a prefect badge. I was the only one.
I bet you had a skirt below your knee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No, I used to roll it up. But I kind of went in school uniform. It was quite handy at the start because I could always find my mates because we were all wearing the same jumpers. Because we went to the same school. But towards the end of the night, it got a little bit hot.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the only one who'd, you know, I'd not arrived like that, but it looked like the end of term by the time we left. There were ties round heads.
Aye.
The shirts had been ripped or, you know, tied in a little Britney Spears style.
Actually, I'm starting to get it.
Yeah.
Jack.
Hello.
What do you reckon? Sexy Santas?
No, thank you.
You're welcome. What you got for us, Jack?
The groiny video.
Yes.
Was Eric Pritz.
Eric Pritz. And what was the name of the song?
Call on Me.
No, that was Keep Fit.
No, that was the groiny one, yeah.
No, what was the... No, because there was one where it's a woman who had a leotard right up her jacksie.
That was Call on Me.
That was Call on Me.
Yeah. And the Sexy Builders was Benny Benassi, and the song was Satisfaction.
Benny Benassi!
Wasn't it horrible? The song was rubbish.
I didn't hear the song. I had the telly turned down when I was watching that.
Oh, it was horrible. And that's just made it more horrible.
Pop videos these days, Jack, they are like soft porn films, aren't they?
Not even soft, some of them.
Well, no, hard porn films involves, you haven't. But they're like pornos, aren't they, Jack?
They are, but I think back in the early noughties, the dance music was very, the dance music videos were as bad, if not worse.
Mm. Do you know who I blame? Pan's People.
Yeah.
They started the groiny thing. Even now, if my mum and her sisters have had a few, it gets quite pelvic on the dance floor, and it's Pan's People. Pan's People, Hot Gossip, all that.
Oh, Hot Gossip were the worst for that kind of stuff. Here's the thing, for anybody under the age of 35, right, back in the 70s, is that you?
Yeah.
Shut up, Jack, you sound older than me.
26.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
Blimey. Well, for people like you, in the 70s and the early 80s, before the invention of the pop video, if Top of the Pops couldn't get the artist into the studio to mime or sing a lot of mime their song, they would get Pan's People with these group of, eight female sexy dancers. Mm-hmm. Babs was one of them, wasn't she?
Yeah, Babs was one. Is she the one that was married to Robert Powell?
Yeah, why not?
An actor.
And they would choreograph really literal interpretations of the song. So if it was I Shot the Sheriff, it would be...
Wearing cowboy outfits.
They'd be wearing cowboy outfits and they'd mime shooting... someone would have a sheriff's badge.
One of them would be locked up behind bars.
Yeah, they'd be doing that. There's the famous one, the Gilbert O'Sullivan song, Get Down, Get Down, Get Down. And it's them telling off dogs. And there's loads of dogs sat there and they're wagging their fingers at the dogs. That's what they're doing. You don't know you're born, Jack. You don't know you're born. But all the dads would be interested in Top of the Pops because of Pan's People. Hot Gossip, they were on the Kenny Everett Show, weren't they? And they were all like Basques.
But wasn't Arlene Phillips something to do with Pan's People? Wasn't she? Hot Gossip?
I think she was Hot Gossip. I think. She was a bit... Arlene Phillips was a bit naughty back in the day.
Yeah, as was everybody.
Yeah, she was a very naughty lady. I like Arlene.
Our generation didn't invent this stuff, you know. Been going on.
I've met Arlene a few times and she is a very...
I like watching you two.
Sorry, why?
I feel like I'm watching telly and I'm learning so much.
Arlene Phillips, I've met her and she is a very, very naughty lady. Let's just leave it at that.
With a voice like Sue from Sooty and Sweep.
We should get Arlene on one day. I like Arlene. I'm sure she'd come on. Tony's in Milton Keynes. Morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Arlene Phillips, eh?
Who?
Yeah, naughty lady.
Who is?
Arlene Phillips, eh?
You're talking about Kelly?
Naughty lady.
No, Naughty Kelly.
Naughty Kelly? Yeah,
Kelly, you're getting a lot of play today.
Hey, naughty, naughty Kelly.
She's got a voice that'll melt whatever it is on a man that melts.
Bums?
Bums. Bum melts.
Anyway, happy winter solstice for yesterday.
Oh, thank you very much indeed. Well, you know what I have to say in return to that, don't you?
What is that?
Morning, folks.
You going to join in, Tone? Here we go.
No.
We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas and a reggae New Year.
Oh, dear.
And then we all sit down.
I'm an atheist. I'm a pagan.
You don't believe in reggae?
We're all going for it. You got there first. Well done.
You should have seen me running naked round Linford Wood last night with all the other pagans.
Really?
You were doing what, fella?
Running naked round Linford Wood, celebrating with the other pagans for winter solstice.
Flipping heck, it was cold last night, Tony. Are you mad?
Well, no, this time they had a restriction on that. We had to wear a bit of a modesty thing to stop us...
So no button mushrooms?
And we had to wear a
in the picnic.
Leaf.
You had to wear what?
A holly leaf.
Over your doodah?
Yeah, but I couldn't find one small enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Were you actually doing that, Tony?
Yes.
You deviant.
In the summer.
Are you anti-religious deviant?
I am anti-religious, yes. That doesn't mean I'm an atheist, though, not really.
Well, no, I didn't say that. Of course, you're deviant. I noticed you didn't dispute that word. How many of you were there naked in the woods?
About eight.
All men?
No.
I mean, what was the man-to-woman quotient?
Well, one woman was 86.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
Isn't it weird that he does that but wouldn't join in with Reggae Christmas?
Isn't that weird, Tony?
Weird.
Yeah, good stuff. So by the way, false teeth.
Yes.
It's a myth, because there is one person who's attributed to having wooden false teeth, and that was George Washington.
Yeah. Mm.
But he didn't. But it was even more bizarre. Oh. He had teeth cut from either hippopotamus or ivory.
Yeah.
Or the most... terrible thing was he owned slaves and he bought the teeth from men.
I've heard that, and I've heard that they used to do that in the French Revolution as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, hang on.
Oh, Tony.
I'm sitting back now because I just ripped out a bit.
Oh, you horrible, horrible man. That film, The Interview, which apparently is rubbish.
Yeah. That's they would have fought for it, wouldn't they, if it was any cop?
Yeah, that's going to be one of the biggest selling DVDs of 2015. Yeah. I guarantee it. Yeah. It's going to break all records, and we're going to watch it and go, oh, maybe North Korea was right. This is rubbish.
Oh, I saw an awful film yesterday. I say saw. We watched 10 minutes of it before we gave up by mutual consent. I mean, normally the kids love a rubbish DVD.
Kids will watch any old rubbish.
Even the kids by them are going, oh, I think, oh. This is awful. The Littlest Light on the Christmas Tree.
Ooh.
It must have been, you know, Shrek and all that.
Yeah.
Spawned a whole load of not as good, cheap versions of that kind of technology. And it was like watching someone play The Sims badly.
Oh, dear.
It was
the
awful.
Sims?
Yeah, I saw
The
Sims.
There's a movie of The Sims?
Well, pretty much. It was awful. It was about a light bulb, effectively.
Yeah.
With some really creaky animation that looked like they'd filled their pants.
Sorry?
Walked. Yeah, it was awful. It was awful, awful, awful. So
we have been digging. The boys and I have been digging the series, not the film, the series of the penguins in Madagascar, to the point where my eldest has to announce it every time. He'll stand up with like a make believe megaphone, and go, "And now the penguins of Madagascar." It's brilliant.
They are pretty good.
It's a brilliant cartoon. Love it. So funny. Cartoons we had when we were kids, right? Were rubbish. Scooby-Doo.
Jamie the Magic Torch.
The Hair Bear Bunch.
What about Chorlton and the Wheelies, though?
Wasn't a cartoon, it was an animation.
Yeah, but it was all about plasticine in those days.
Do you know what we're in danger of doing?
Yeah.
One more thing, though. Does anybody... indulge me. It's Christmas. Does anybody remember the cartoon series Wait Till Your Father Gets Home?
Yes.
Wait till your father gets... Until your father gets... Wait till your father gets home. Kels, can we see if we've got that theme tune, please?
I can't remember what happened
Wait Till Your Father gets home.
Where?
Home.
Wait.
But I can't remember what happened when he did get home.
Not a lot.
No.
Not a lot.
They've just been a bit naughty, haven't they?
Who's it by?
The 70s.
Hannah and Barbara.
Barbera.
I used to think it was Hannah and Barbara.
Plum. They're all animated by Japanese people, weren't they, those? I used to read the credits.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very quick credits. But the cartoons then were rubbish, really. The Groovy Ghoulies, anybody?
Wow.
Come on now, sing out. It's time for everyone. It's time for the Ghoulies to get together.
What are you doing?
I'm singing the Groovy Ghoulies.
No, but we're doing that thing that we don't do.
Maybe people like Ian Collins are right. It's fun to do that kind of nonsense.
So someone that looks a bit like Bublé won The Apprentice.
Is that show still going, guys?
Apparently so. He's got a blue suit on and a black tie.
Poor man's Bublé. Yeah. The British Bublé.
Yeah.
Nick Hewers.
Yes.
Hewers.
Left.
He's left. He's
and they never asked Margaret, apparently. I used to love Margaret in a little ride.
No, I used to love Margaret until I got an EasyJet flight to Greece.
No, don't spoil it.
I'm going to spoil it.
No.
The look of disgust when we sat on the opposite side of the aisle to her with our two boys, the look of disgust she gave us, I thought, oh, you miserable.
Yeah, but she does that. That's her look that she does. I think
don't
might
give
be
it to my kids.
I think it might be the rest face for Margaret.
Don't give it to my kids.
Well.
You found that theme tune yet, Kels?
Yeah.
Have you? Or is that a no?
Yeah, no, I have.
Have you really?
Yeah, hang on.
She's just checking it for swears.
There'd be no swears in it. It was a Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
I might have to play it down the headphones if you really want it.
Yeah, I do. Go on.
Wait, after this bit. In 25 minutes here on BBC One, hang on. Midday News. But now, wait till your father gets home.
What?
Oh, I thought it was faster than this.
It's like we're earwigging on the 70s.
Gosh.
Here we go, here we go. Wait.
Until your father gets...
Was that Kelly? No, it was you. It's like Kelly's invented a machine that allows us to earwig on the 70s down the phone.
I can get it for you proper.
Oh, well, then what are you doing that for,
I
then?
I wanted it immediately.
Oh, you plum! We didn't get... Well, I was going to play Wilson Pickett.
Oh, yes, do.
Well, I can't now. We'll play it in a minute.
OK, thanks. Bye.
But that was good. That was like earwigging on the 70s.
And that's what the 70s would sound like.
Yeah.
Because it'd be down one of those phones.
It'll be very, very tinny.
What were they called?
Telephones.
No, the ones that had the buttons.
Telephones.
No, the ones that had the buttons.
Telephones.
No, the ones that had the buttons and the thin handle.
Telephones.
No, the ones that had the button and the thin handle.
And went... Telephones. Telephones. English football, Justin.
Oh, do you know what? This
a good
is
one,
an
isn't it?
Absolute gem. It's come from your brain, and you know what? Yep. It just feels right.
Doesn't it just? There are too many foreigners in this country.
Yep.
Playing football.
Yes.
We should have an English football league, the EFL, where it's only English players. That way we support homegrown talent. And it means, Catherine, don't you pulling that face for?
Because it'd be like watching pub football.
It's the... Oh, pub football.
No.
Did you ever used to see...
In fact, I'd watch that.
Danny Baker used to do a show. It was on about midnight on a Saturday night, and it was Saturday pub league, and it was him commenting on pub football. Did you ever see that, Just?
I never saw it.
It
but...
was brilliant. It was like all these Saturday morning teams played, and he would do straight commentary. It was wonderful.
I would watch that, and I don't like football.
It would benefit your country as well.
Mm.
It would benefit your country.
I think it's fantastic. I think, you know,
thank
as I said
Just.
To you earlier on, when I first started watching football, I was watching Luton Town in the top flight, and it was full of English players.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
It felt real. And secondly,
yeah.
people could afford to go. My mates
geezer.
Now,
geezer.
They're paying £50 or £60 for a ticket to go and watch football because of the foreign invasion and the wages they demand. It's disgusting.
Geezer.
Market forces, what
geezer.
It is.
Geezer.
It's market forces.
Oh,
if
geezer.
No one paid for
geezer.
It.
Geezer.
If no
geezer.
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 Alright, you win, Just. You win. You won the geezer off.
What I was saying was, if everyone refused to pay that money, then they would have to bring the prices down.
Yeah,
but you should vote with your feet.
If people have been going for decades and they love that football club, if you rip them open, it would bleed the name of their team.
Don't try that. I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think blood comes out in writing.
I've seen Silent Witness.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
No, mate. He was a Chelsea supporter. I can tell. Well, look, his blood is spelt the word Chelsea there.
Doesn't it?
Spelt Arsene Wenger. He's an Arsenal manager.
Yeah, he is. Don't you think a tiny part of you thinks that that would be accepting that we're rubbish and we're always going to be rubbish then?
No, but we can make... This is to make ourselves better.
Yeah, exactly.
This is,
homegrown talent.
You've taken it to the streets, Just. I'm sure everyone agrees with me and you.
Yeah, I mean, listen out for Marcus at the end.
Okay.
It gets very, very tense, and a lot of people getting quite wound up about this issue. I've taken it to the streets asking people, are you in, are you out for Ian Lee's English Football League, the EFL? Boss, here's what's been happening on those glorious streets.
Oh, I think the importation of...
Sir, are you in or are you out?
I'm out.
What do you mean you're out? Why?
Because foreign players, freedom of contract, freedom of employment, therefore they can bring skills to this game as well. There should be a limit to it, yes, but not completely out.
You can't do that sort of thing. You couldn't have English players only working in Tesco's or something, could you?
I'm not talking about Tesco's, we're talking football, sir.
Same principle, it's employment.
Come on, when you started watching football like me, it was full of English players, it was real, it felt right.
No, I don't think that makes a lot of difference. I think that you could make it to the extent where there are too many overseas players and not enough opportunities for English players, but I don't think you should stop them altogether.
So here's an idea, the English Football League, English players only. Are you going for that?
Yeah, I would do, yeah.
Tell us what you think when you see too many foreigners in this country playing football.
Well, I used to play football when I was a kid. And I had trouble with Watford at one time, and they never took me on because there was too many foreign players about.
That was back then?
Yeah.
So you could have had a completely different career path had it have not been for the foreign invasion, even back then?
Yeah.
Let alone now?
Yeah.
Makes me sick, that does.
Yeah.
Sick to the stomach.
Yeah.
Marcus, how are you today?
I'm all right, how are you?
Fantastic, yeah. Ian Lee back in our studio has got this great idea. It's called the EFL, the English Football League, English players only. Let's make it real. What do you think?
It could happen.
Would you want it to happen?
No, it won't happen.
You just said it would happen, now you're saying it won't. I'm confused.
I said it could happen.
Right. But would you want it to happen?
Not 100%, no.
What sort of percentage are you vibing at?
I can't.
You can't give me a percentage?
No.
Should we leave it here?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, you?
Are we okay?
Yeah.
It's got a bit tense there. Have a very reggae Christmas.
You too.
Thanks. Cheers.
Hey, mates. This is. Can I just say that, you know, a deal is for life, not just for Christmas. Because you deal, you're on the streets every day, and those streets are real. And there is. Sorry? Hello? He's gone. Just? Well, we don't...
I hope he's okay.
Well, I was about to say, those streets are real, they are dangerous.
Mm-hmm. And he deals in fact not fish, and that's
exactly.
Always popular.
So it's tough times. Merry Christmas, Justin, and a reggae new year to you and yours. Justin Dealey, 1975 to 2014. Show before Christmas. Kath Scoynes and I went record shopping to, it's Andy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Andy's shop in Luton. Oh, and that was £3 well spent.
So good.
So I bought Kath a load of records that she needs to have on vinyl. Listen to that. Shh.
Oh, I love that noise.
I love it. Justin's in the studio. That's getting you very, very excited.
Vinyl porn.
At one point, the cry went up, where's Kath gone? I was underneath. There was like two levels.
I wish Kath had been my girlfriend when I was 15, because I remember going to record shops when I was 15, 16. Well, I didn't have girlfriends then. 16, 17, record fairs. Ooh. And girls going, I'll meet you outside. I'll meet you in town. And Kath was on her hands and knees in this record shop. She could not get enough of it.
I crawled under the bottom shelf. They offered me a stool. I went, no, I can see the title. From this, I've got the angle just right. I was going through him, two hands.
Amazing.
It's a good shot. He made us all coffee.
That's what you want.
Yeah, it's exactly
what
you want.
Do you know what? I've got a thing with girls, okay? Back in the day, I'd ask one question to the ladies, and it would be, right, okay, if you could name me your top five albums of all time, okay? If somebody broke into your house, they said, right, I'm stealing everything, but you could keep your top five albums, what would they be?
Yeah.
And if I got that response, see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't you ask a girl to leave your flat once because she laughed at your alphabetical CDs?
Yeah, that was Jenny, actually, about 10 years ago, who recently got in touch on Facebook, and the bitterness was still there. Yeah, I said, she came into my bedroom, as you do, and she looked at my record collection and went, what's that? I said, that's my record collection. She goes, please don't tell me it's in alphabetical order. I looked at her with a horrible stare. I said, you what? She went, surely that's not in alphabetical order. I said, well, yeah. She went, oh, you're so sad. Get out.
So you dumped her, then you went out with Karen, then Linda...
alphabetical order.
Then Mandy.
Yeah. No, listen, any man who doesn't keep their record collection in alphabetical order, that's what blokes do.
What I do, and I've got a little bit slack because I've got some new stuff, the artists are in alphabetical order, and then what I like to do is then have the albums in chronological order within that setting. So you've got the set and you've got the subset of chronological albums. Although, you know I had a big clear out of albums recently.
Yeah.
What an idiot. Why did you let me do that? Well, I went last night. Every album I went to bring today, I didn't have it. I got rid of it.
I have told you time and time again not to do that. I've told you on air, I've told you off air, and you've gone and done it.
If you don't, this is what happens. You find that you bought or nicked things like this.
You don't like that?
Another level. This was a good one. This was a good one.
That was a tune with a capital T.
I bet it wasn't.
No, it was. That was a great tune.
You have to play it.
Kath is offering it to me.
Bomb digging.
By the way, Kelly has recorded a little vox piece. Justin normally goes out on the street and does what we like to call a vox. And I bullied Kelly into doing one, and she's being very shy. Are we going to hear it today, Kels?
Yeah, put it in now if you want.
She's worried that it won't be up to scratch and that
I'll tell you
Justin's
what we'll do.
Sitting here.
We'll have Bomb Diggy.
Okay.
Then we'll come back.
Anything after Bomb Diggy is a winner.
Then we'll come back. We'll have the vox. if you don't mind, Justin's going to give you a few tips.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, if you've got any... The whole team is here. The important team is here. 08459 455 555. Anything you want to ask us, anything you want to say, you know, if you, maybe the high points of the year, maybe even the low points of the year. Justin's chucking across his arms because he's getting worried now.
Here we go.
Right, this is... would you like... Kath, this is yours. Would you like to introduce it, then?
This is one I nicked when I was working in commercial radio. It's called Bomb Diggy by a group called Another Level, who thankfully are no longer with us. Right.
Yeah. I can't believe that you brought a Spanky, what's her name?
Spanky Wilson.
Spanky Wilson singing Sunshine of Your Love.
Which was brilliant.
And then you bring us this.
Well, this just shows you that I need to have a clear out. In fact, let's start now.
Deals, do you want this?
Whoa, don't throw that out. Oh, come on.
Pass that over.
Merry Christmas, Deals.
Wow. Now, look, woo! Kelly's looking scared. Kelly's got her scared face on. Kelly, we asked you to go out and record some bits and pieces in the street because I don't think you do enough work, if I'm completely honest. I know that you're a bit, you don't pull your weight around.
Whoa.
So I said, Kelly, get out on the street, earn your money, earn your licence fee, salary, you fat cat.
Cat, and you said cat.
You did. You took it to the streets. What did you take to the streets? Look, she's gone all embarrassed. She's ripped up her tangerine skin.
I decided that I would ask the public questions without actually asking them any questions.
Yeah.
So just press play.
Should I stay or should I go?
It's up to you. Should you stay or should you go? What do you mean?
Well, should I stay or should I go?
Yeah, if you want to go, it's up to you.
Should I stay and ask you one more?
One more question is
fine. All right, then, here we go.
I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm looking for some.
Hungry.
Of course, I'm from Mars.
Can I feel it?
Yeah.
Can I feel what?
Can you feel it?
Can I feel what?
It.
It what?
Can you feel it?
Can I feel what?
It.
What it?
It.
It what?
Can you feel it?
What?
Can you feel it?
Feel what?
Feel it.
Feel what?
It.
It what?
It.
It what?
Can you feel it?
Can I feel...
It.
What?
It's the question. Can you feel it?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Your thoughts, Justin?
My thoughts, very, very good.
You worried?
No, I'm not worried. I think that...
You're shifting uncomfortably in your seat.
No. Nice jacket, by the way, Kels. My thoughts are that was a very, very good production. It worked. I think that on the streets, I think she's got a certain style, panache on the streets. And I think, I'd probably score that as 9 out of 10.
Is it as good as a Deal Lock production?
Difficult to say, but I can't really critique myself. But,
I'd love to hear that.
Because he never does. No.
I think Kelly's great, and I think she should be on the streets more often. That's my thoughts.
Kelly, that is high praise from one of the most arrogant men I've ever met in my life. Seriously, that is something special.
Thanks.
There's more to come later, isn't there?
There is.
That was very funny. Thank you, Kelly. Morning, Caroline!
Oh, good morning! Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh, blimey.
Hiya, Caroline.
We were told... Kelly told us there was a big rush because you've got to go to work.
Yeah, I have.
She's getting the shoes on.
Well, don't be surprised then when we come to you quickly.
Well, I put it on speakerphone and she said not to.
Caroline. That's outrageous, Caroline.
I know, but my hands are covered in soap. So,
what are you doing? Well, washing your hands, I'm hoping.
I'm washing something else, but not my hands.
Oh.
Don't worry. It's fine.
Hey, wow.
It's clean.
Oh, well, it's certainly clean, yes.
It's very clean.
What you got for us?
That song, that chap that you took hours to find.
Oh, yeah, Rodriguez.
Yeah, you have to say who he was. Great song. I can sing that now. After the first verse, very catchy. I can sing it now.
It sounds like you're taking the Michael.
No.
Well, go on then. Prove it to us. Away you go.
Well, you want me to sing it?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, hang on. I'm only halfway up the stairs and halfway down. See? Told you.
Oh, well, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful, Caroline. You just made the podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's going to be on the internet now forever.
Oh, frightening.
Kelly, that's made the... Caroline has made the podcast.
Forever.
Say who
it was again. I'll look for it.
Rodriguez.
Was that it? That's your name?
Yeah, Rodriguez.
Great.
There's a great film about him, Caroline, called Searching for Sugar Man.
Right.
What happens, right?
Oh, here we go.
In South Africa.
I know. I heard the first time.
Okay. Well, all right. Blimey.
But, ago. Caroline, what you don't hear is... Oh, I don't want to spoil it for you. Are you going to watch it or not? Or are you
just being nice? No, I'll watch it, yeah.
Go and watch it. You can get it for, like, £2 probably now, because it's a couple of years old. It's a great film.
This guy has lived his life thinking he nearly made it and never did, but he works on a building site and he's had a hard life.
He's ruined it because he's already said the end, hasn't
he? Yeah, exactly. It's just brilliant. It's just brilliant.
Caroline, Caroline, just you and me.
Yes.
What's your beef with me, love? You're sticking up for Kelly, you're sticking up for... You're having a go at me? What's your beef?
I'm a girl.
Have a nice Christmas.
Bye.
Reggae Christmas. Ta-ta.
Never did find out what she'd been washing.
No, I know, but it's clean. So it's your name on a jar of Nutella.
All you need is a jar and a Sharpie.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Matt, would you like your name written on some chocolate nuts?
No, I'd like something else written on your nuts.
I beg your pardon, mate. What does that mean? what's your beef, Matthew? Come on.
So pleased I've heard Johnny Cash played on this.
Johnny and June, that was. That was brilliant, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, at last, have a bit of class.
Pardon?
The end of the new year, and at last you've decided to play a bit of class.
What do you mean the end of the new year, old man? It's the end of the old year.
All right, the end of the old year, all right.
Possibly the end of your last year, but let's see.
Yes.
What? Huh? So you're saying you've enjoyed all the music today?
Not all the music. I enjoyed Wilson Pickett, but I wish you would name the singer after the song.
You're right. That's out of order that I don't do that, isn't it?
Okay.
Then why do you do that? You drive me crazy, man.
All right, man. Put the reefer down, man. There's no need for any of that nonsense here. I tell you what.
Yeah.
Would you like to introduce... Did you like the lovely eggs?
The who?
Look at him with his dog dirt eyes.
That one.
No, I didn't like that rubbish, no.
Look at him with his dog dirt eyes.
Do you like that one? Look at him with his dog dirt eyes.
Oh, I want Kenny Rogers.
I tell you what, Matt, because it's Christmas and because...
Look at her with the rabbit's fur.
Because it's Christmas and I like you.
Look at him with his dressing gown nose.
Have you got a dressing gown nose, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at her with the cul-de-sac arms.
Cul-de-sac arms, eh? Yeah.
Look at him with his wheelchair hand. Look at her with the car boot bones.
Anyway, I'm going to play Kenny Rogers, Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers.
You're lying.
No, I'm not, Matt.
You are lying. I know what you're like. You're a right bugger, you are.
Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at
him! I'm going to play it. It's queued up. Kelly has queued it up for me. It's in the running order now.
Okay.
You introduce it, brother. I'll play it.
Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers singing Daytime Friends and Nighttime Lovers, but it probably won't be. That'd be some other load of rubbish.
Absolutely right, you plum.
How are you?
Where are you, Just? Whereabouts in the building are you?
I'm in the serial killer profile office. I'm back in here researching for next year, 2015.
OK, and any names you can throw at us yet?
No, it's top secret.
You haven't found any?
No, lots of serial killers out there. We're just looking at who we can pick the most interesting ones.
Can I just say, for everyone that's now instantly terrified, he doesn't mean there are lots of serial killers out there.
Although they probably are.
Well, no!
Statistically.
No,
it's Christmas, guys. Come on, let's not scare the kids and the old people and the soft in the head. There are not loads of serial killers out there. There's no more than a handful.
That we know of.
Yeah.
He's talking about...
The really good ones we'll never find.
Historic. I never watched Dexter, right?
Right, yeah.
But it was celebrating a serial killer.
No, it wasn't.
Sorry.
It
was a serial killer.
Yeah, but he was going out, taking out serial killers, so...
By serial killing them.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
That was his pattern, killing bad guys.
That's no good.
Can I just say that a few times last year, when my hair was slightly shorter and I had more of an orange glow,
a
couple of people did approach me thinking that I was actually Dexter.
I can see that.
Because you are ginger.
That and Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, that's a great comp. And I tell you what, he can move just like me.
He can't now, he's an old fella, isn't he?
No, he's still got that little tingle in his legs. He can still carry it off.
Okay, so that's something we can look forward to next year. And also we've got a new feature starting next year. Catherine Boyle's Women of History. Is that happening? Are you going to do it?
Let me have a think about it.
Do it!
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, fine.
I'll have a think.
Do it.
I will. I'll have a think.
Just say hello to Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, Ian. Very good morning to you. How are you?
All right, Andy. You?
Oh, is that Dusty?
Yeah. It's me.
I met you outside the news agents a few days ago. I was the Luton supporter. You
early
in the morning.
Andy, now you're talking.
Andy, are you in the same room as your telephone?
No, I've got you on. I'm in my car actually.
Right, because it sounds. And what, your phone's on the table at home, is it? Because we can't hear you, mate.
No, it's in the car, but it's sometimes a bit soft.
It is a bit soft. We're all a bit soft listening to you, Andy. I can't hear you.
Oh, come on, you can hear me. I'm sure you can.
Huh?
What?
I've got a bit of a sore throat at the moment.
It's not the throat, it's the technology that's doing it. Can you hear him, Kath?
Who?
We've got a caller on the line.
Have we? Hello?
Hello.
Is there any way you can make yourself louder, Andrew?
I don't know.
I'm not joking! What's he laughing? It's like when I was trying
to... laughing?
I was trying to... The dealie, get this, right?
Yeah, go on.
I was trying to tell... This is absolutely true. I was telling... This is true, Andy. I was telling Catherine and Paul Scoynes at the Christmas party on Friday, I'm going deaf. I'm actually going deaf. I've got terrible tinnitus, particularly in my left ear, and I'm going deaf. And if I'm in a noisy environment, I can't hear people speaking, even if they're close to me, because the hubbub... What are you laughing for? This is what they were doing, Andy.
It's the word hubbub.
The hubbub drowns out the voice. It all ends up on the same frequency.
Yeah. No. I'm not going for that. I'll tell you why.
Sorry?
Because I said two things to you.
You're not going for that.
Across the table, I was having a bit of a laugh, mugging you off. Apparently, you didn't hear that. I gave you a compliment across the table. Oh, yeah, you heard that all right, didn't you?
I was reading your lips, Justin.
Yeah,
I read lips.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. This is right. First thing we do next year, I want an ear tester to come in and test my ears live on the air, okay?
Well, that will be great radio.
Huh? Wow, all about you.
No, it is
all about you.
It is all about me.
Yeah.
It is all about
me. Mate, I believe you.
Huh?
I believe you.
Thank you, Kelly.
Because sometimes if I don't have my glasses on, I can't hear the telly.
You see?
What are the listeners going to get from this?
They're going to get the proof that their producer and their man on the street don't believe that when their friend is disabled. And they'll get a real idea into your character. Well, I was cold when I was naked. Were you there?
No,
I was cold.
Goodness.
I was naked. Were you there?
Thank goodness I wasn't there, because I would never get that image out of my head. Now, listen.
Yes.
It's because you're the boy who cried wolf. One of your favourite gags. If I say to you, "Oh, I think I didn't hear that. I think I'm a little bit deaf," you'd say,
"Sorry."
Exactly.
No, but I am actually going, Andy.
Yes.
Take your phone off speakerphone.
Sort it out, Andy. Come on,
Andy. Are you shrinking? And he disappeared.
Oh, no, I want to see what...
I can't hear it! What do you want to say, Andy?
I wanted to wish you all a very happy and reggae Christmas.
Hey! Here we go. Come on, Cass. Give me an eyeful. Come on, here we go.
We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. And a reggae New Year.
Justin?
I've got something special for you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, go on.
On Saturday, somebody actually texted me with a genuine reggae Christmas song.
Oh, yeah.
Boris Gardner and the Meaning of Christmas with a true reggae vibe to it. It was fantastic.
Can we have that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Do it.
Just, are you in tomorrow?
I don't know. The management haven't told me yet.
Oh, I hope you are.
Just come in.
No, because I've got something for you.
Oh, yeah?
I got a little something for you.
Now, that's Tony Fisher's game.
It's open door policy, so anyone's allowed in. So
yeah.
Well, I'm not coming here for not getting paid.
Well, the
listeners aren't going to come in for the bants.
Come on, dude.
This bants is all paid for.
Oh, hang on a minute. We'll see you on Wednesday, won't we?
I'm in on Wednesday, yeah.
Some people are working.
Yeah, I'll be coming in with my organ on Wednesday.
Thank you, Justin. You call it working. By the way, well reminded, we should have mentioned this for the whole show tomorrow, open door.
Yeah.
You can just rock up. You pop in for 15, 20 minutes, no longer. We are not providing refreshments.
But we will accept them if they're sealed.
Yes. And bring the kids. If you've got kids, bring kids. Wouldn't it be nice to have some kids in the studio?
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
The second part of your package.
Yes.
You went to the streets asking that musical question.
Yes.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Is it you that I'm looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. What's
going on? Christmas shopping, that's what's going on.
Have you seen her?
You're pointing down there. Is that her?
No. Is this the way?
What am I supposed to say to that?
Yes.
Oh, well, tell us about it.
I'm not going to.
What's your name?
Patrick. I wouldn't know.
Would you go to bed with me?
Probably, yes.
Monkey news. Except it's not monkey news, it's an ape. I know it's a technicality and it's Christmas and I should let it go, but frankly, if it's not got a tail, it's not
a
monkey.
You know what you should do?
Let it go,
can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. The cold never bothered me anyway.
I'm not sure if that song actually has any other words apart from the ones that we just sang.
They're the important ones. I don't know what you were laughing
for. Funnily enough,
that was good.
Funnily enough, they have let it go.
That was actually good singing on my part, wasn't it?
I'm doing a link.
Okay, mate.
Funnily enough, Ian, they have let it go.
Hey?
A zoo has been told to release an orangutan.
A what?
Why? Not into the community.
Release a what?
Release an orangutan.
Do you mean orangutan?
I think she does.
No, it's not got a G on the end. Orangutan.
No one says orangutan. It's orangutan.
What are you talking about?
It is. You're right.
Kels, you say it.
Orangutan.
It's not an orangutan.
It's an orangutan. Hang on a minute. Justin. Right? Name a type of monkey. Name a type of monkey that begins with an O.
An ape. Or as if he knows the difference.
Are we talking monkey names or monkey species?
Monkey species, a type of monkey species that begins with an aura.
Orangutan.
He's got it right! don't laugh at him, he's got it right, it's orangutan! Cass thinks it's orangutan.
No.
He knows all about tanning.
On this, because I've got an issue with monkeys.
Of course he has!
Are they arrogant?
Seriously, I went to Monkey World a few years ago.
Great place.
And I accidentally had a banana in my pocket.
What?
Okay? Yeah.
You actually had a banana in your pocket?
No, I accidentally had a banana in my pocket. I took the banana out of my pocket and thought, I'm going to see what happens here. So I held this banana up to the window and this arrogant monkey... He came from about 30 yards and he dropped, kicked the window. I thought, By the way, son, I've paid to watch this. I don't need this aggro.
I have to say, you're listening to the best podcast we've ever made.
This is a true story, I promise you. Hand on heart, I got the banana out. Oh. If you want the banana, mate, seriously, it's not a problem. Just ask me nicely. Don't be violent.
Do you know what I'm hearing?
Go on.
Once you finish this serial killer shtick...
Yeah.
We turn to Justin's arrogant animals.
Yeah.
Because there isn't an animal really that you like, I don't think. The ones you pay to see, you think are arrogant.
Well, yeah, because I'm there for a reason. And
What reason would that be?
Well, the reason I want to see them, I want to embrace them. Don't threaten me with violence. Don't get...
I took a girlfriend to Monkey World. Sorry? And a monkey had the same taste in women as I did. Yeah, exactly.
He didn't.
Yes.
They do. They don't care. They don't know.
They operate the same pleasure principles that humans do. Them and dolphins.
Yeah. They don't care, do they? Anyway.
But it's orangutan, yeah.
No.
Orangutan.
08459 455555. The great orangutan debate continues here on BBC Three Counties Radio.
A zoo has been told to release an orangutan after a court ruled that her rights as a non-human person had been breached.
Oh.
The ape pictured, because otherwise you might confuse it with another ape.
Yes.
Is due to be transferred to a sanctuary in Brazil where she'll be given far more freedom after lawyers successfully argued that she was being illegally detained at Buenos Aires Zoo. In a landmark ruling that could pave the way for more lawsuits from
monkeys,
dolphins and that, animal rights campaigners claim that the 29-year-old Sandra, who was born into captivity, should not be treated as an object and deserve to the rights of a non-human person. Sandra has got rights.
Yeah,
free Sandra.
You don't get monkeys dressed as bellboys serving drinks to millionaires or in comedies with Clint Eastwood anymore, and I think that's animal rights gone a little bit too far.
They deserve the right.
Right turn, Clyde, the orangutan in... Yeah, exactly. He would punch people, drink beer and flick the finger up.
Hell's Angels, he used to like, particularly.
OK, so he got a rough deal. Bill, give them the work, just pay them equally.
Yeah.
Pay them the same. Pay them the $5 million that you pay Clint Eastwood, and then that's animal rights. That's equality.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's got a bit late for Tommy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A similar case was rejected earlier this month in the US after campaigners tried to free Tommy, a privately owned chimpanzee.
Tommy, can you hear me? Tommy, can you see me? Tommy, can you feel me?
Anyway, happy Christmas, Sandra.
I tell you what we should do for the rest of the show. Let's just play the whole Tommy album, shall we?
Great album.
Tommy, can you see me? Tommy, Tommy,
can't
Tommy, Tommy.
Can't
how can he be saved? Did you see the children all on Christmas morning? They get so excited. As before the winter sun's... Ow! Morning, guys. That's the Bare Naked Ladies. 08459 455555. We've got Valerie, we've got Rob, we've got Dr. Watts, and I believe that we are all about to meet for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome into the studio...
Leslie!
Yes!
Leslie! Leslie, so good to meet you. I'm going to give him a hug. I'm going straight
He's
in.
He's going...
He's knocked his glasses off.
Sorry.
Lovely to meet you, fella. Sit down. You sit down there. Grab that microphone.
It's Leslie. It's actual Leslie.
It's like, come a little bit closer to the microphone. Come a little bit closer. Now, Leslie...
Uh-huh.
You've been a regular... You know... Oh, but listen, you started this. The whole reason we're having a reggae Christmas is because of you. You know that, don't you? Are you ready for it?
Morning.
Are you ready? Here we go. You ready? Here we go.
We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. And a reggae...
Reggae, reggae
here.
New Year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. How you doing, Leslie?
Not too bad. I didn't work this morning, so I said I'll pop down.
Well, that's very kind of you to pop down. You're shorter than I imagined.
Yes, my father was short.
Okay, your mother?
Very tall.
Okay.
So was my granny.
Okay, and your grandfather's? Short, tall?
One of them died very young. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, okay. But so you're a wee fella, but you've got a big heart, and you come on and you tell the most wonderful stories. You are one of our favourite court. We're not supposed to have favourites. We're the BBC. We're supposed to be impartial, but we love you. You seem very calm, very placid, but I'm detecting within you a burning rage. an unholy fire that, if it was unleashed, would destroy anything in its path. What gets you angry, Leslie?
Lots of things.
Go on, tell us.
Terrorists.
Yep. Get me angry.
Good point, well made.
There are too many things.
Yeah.
Too many things.
But terrorists at the top of the list.
Yeah.
What about repeats over Christmas?
So there are some repeats, like last night I watched... Is it Cinderella?
Sorry?
Cinderella. The cartoon, Cinderella.
Oh, yeah, that's not really a repeat. That's just an old cartoon. You know, strike me as a Cinderella man. Do you like it?
Is it Cinderella?
What happened? Did she go or not? Did she go to the ball? Did she lose a shoe?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely Cinderella.
No, one of my favourite repeats the other night, I was watching Tommy Cooper.
Just like that.
Yeah,
just
funny.
Like that, yeah. He's good.
Everyone
can do a Tommy Cooper. Just like that. Let's see yours, Les.
Just like that.
Now let's see your Tommy Cooper. I've got Cassie, you can do a Tommy Cooper.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Just like that. What was that at the end?
It's the Cray twins in there.
I was being a Frank Butcher.
Silence. 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 Silence.
So you like Tommy Cooper?
Yeah, one of his jokes.
Yeah.
I backed a horse at Tom 20-1. And it came in at 3:45.
Leslie, do you like... What side am I playing? Side one?
Two. Side, one. Right side two. Up. Track one.
Do you like a little bit of Otis Redding, Leslie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You like this one? It's like a row set to music.
You don't sound that convinced.
No, I've got Otis Redding at home.
You Otis Redding at home?
Yeah.
Blimey, that's going to sink.
Yeah, that is scary.
He's going to stink. That's about 45 years, isn't it?
And they got him at the river as well.
Oh, stop it.
Elliot's on the line. Good morning, Elliot.
Morning, Bath. How you doing?
I'm fine. Are you in Bath or in the bath?
I'm in Bath, not
He's
in the bath.
He's in Bath.
And you are fully clothed.
Sorry, again?
You're fully clothed.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, fully, 100%.
Technically an interloper, Elliot, as you're not really supposed to be listening to this show that's aimed primarily at the people in beds, hearts and bucks.
I know, but there's nothing else that's worth listening to, so...
Yeah, what's your local BBC station down there?
We have BBC Crystal, BBC Somerset here.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm sorry. You're welcome, Elliot. What would you like to say?
I was just wondering if you'd be able to do a quick blast of Reggae Christmas.
Well, hang on a minute.
Why not? Here we go. Come on.
Sat down.
There we go. Blimey, the back's going there. Up you get. Here we go.
We wish you a Reggae Christmas. We wish you a Reggae Christmas. We wish you a Reggae Christmas. And a Reggae Board.
Thank you, Elliot. Let's go to Mary first of all. Morning, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A reggae Christmas to you.
Reggae Christmas.
She's only
going to
trigger the reggae Christmas.
Yeah, no, the alarm's not gone off, don't worry.
Okay.
Morning.
Guys, the alarm. Here we go.
You've got to stand up.
We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. We wish you a reggae Christmas. And a reggae New Year.
Best singer was Freddie there, guys. It has to be said. Sorry.
Ready, boy?
Yes, Mary. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Mary. You're on the radio.
Yes, my dear.
Yes,
what
my love.
Happened is I'm a London visitor.
Oh.
I was up from 5 to 6 because I didn't want to miss anything.
Good.
I usually visit my daughter in Bedfordshire.
Yes.
And I'm a regular listener when I'm up there. I'll be up there for Christmas.
Beautiful.
And earlier on in the week, I heard the young lady... Is it Olaide?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she's here.
Yes, and she was singing Silent Night, and I cried because that, from a child, I'm 68 years old, and from a child, that was my favourite song.
And were you crying because she ruined it? I'm confused.
No, because I loved it, and she sang it lovely, and it's my favourite song. And I thought, I don't know if it is possible or if I'm asking too much.
Probably.
That she can sing Silent Night.
Well, ask her. She's here.
She's there. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Olaide.
Yes.
Yes, I am Mary and I'm a regular listener. Is it possible that a regular Christmas and a regular New Year to you, and I'm happy that a young lady could take such interest in this program.
Thank you.
Is it possible that you can sing Silent Night? My husband and I are here listening.
Yes. Can you give us a verse of Silent Night for Mary?
Yes,
give us a verse. Yes. Mary, stay there. We'll get your feedback afterwards. Away you go, Olaide.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Oh, wow!
Thank you, thank you!
Mary, what did you think?
Oh, lovely!
Are you crying now?
I'm crying, I'm always crying!
You lunatic!
Oh, I have my tissue in my hand.
That's it, guys! That's the end of the podcast!
2014.
Well, won't there be some hangover in the next podcast? From 2014. There'll be a little... What?
Where?
There'll be a little crossover, because New Year's Day is on, like, a Thursday?
Yeah.
Or a Thursday?
Yeah. Oh.
Ah.
Yeah, but that's new. That will be 2015.
Yeah, but there'll still be some 2014...
When? Never
Catherine,
won.
Don't sigh. This is important. Dealey, help me out here.
2014, the year of the vibe. That's all I'm going to say.
Thanks for listening to this free download from BBC Three Counties Radio, your local radio station for beds, hearts and bucks, on FM, AM, digital radio and online at bbc.co.uk/threecounties.
What it?
It.
It what?
Can you feel it?
What?
Can you feel it?
Feel what?
Feel it.
Feel what?
It.
It what?
It.
It what?
Can you feel it?
Can I feel?
It.
What?